she looked at me. Cocked your head to the side and said, I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me, saying, get back together, come back and see me. 3 days in the living room, I realized it's all my fault, but couldn't tell you. Yesterday, you'd forgiven me, but it'll still be 2 days till I say I'm sorry.
And now, the men who put the P.U. back in computer. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
Hot like wasabi when we bust rhymes. It is, in fact, Ken Colburn. And your name again, sir? Brandon Disney.
The other guy.
Yeah.
You know, wasabi is actually the best heat ever created.
It's good stuff.
It hits you, bam, and then it's gone with the quickness.
Hey, it's the computer corner where we discuss small roots that grow in the ground that are ground up for our culinary delights, as well as technology and computers and your questions, of course. It's 602-277-5827. It's the show that talks to you about your computers. Fortunately, because of the shuffling of games, we were supposed to be preempted. Oh, half of our show is going to be preempted by the Diamondbacks game, which will actually be on our sister station, 860 KMVP, if you want to listen to the Diamondbacks.
I think they call it ESPN Radio.
Yeah, something like that. And then the because of the Suns playoff game this afternoon at 1 o'clock, we get our full show today. So, woohoo! By the way, of course, we are, of course, an electronic show, so you can electronically communicate with us through electronic mail, better known as email, at our website, datadoctors.com. Look for the radio section. Just click on that, and away you go. You'll see today's show and ways for you to communicate with us.
You'll hear us refer to all the time, datadoctors.com/radio. That's the quick, easy way to get there, but if you can't figure that out, then like Ken said, look for the thing that says radio anywhere and click
it,
and you'll get there.
Well, there's so much more to see besides just the radio, so you may as well just go to the homepage and make your choice.
And if you're really lucky, you can click free computer help and see Ken's face, which
Bada-bing.
Is really, I'm sure, the highlight of your day.
Hee-hee! Hey, we're talking about the 2003 Webby Awards today, something a little lighter than usual topic. For those of you not in the know, the Webbies are the Internet's version of the Emmys or the Academy Awards or what have you, where websites get various awards. There's every category under the sun, from activism to education to activism to, I guess the last one's weird.
Weird. That's ooh.
So we're going to
from A to Z.
Tell you all about the Webbies.
Well, to W at least.
How you can check in on the nominees. How you can vote. Some of the quirky things about the awards program. For instance, acceptance speeches are limited to 5 words. They want to move this thing right along.
Yeah, they don't want to have to start playing music to move people along, so they just limit you to 5 words, and you're all done.
It's cool.
You don't have to be talking about anything related to anything like that, because I'm sure we'll have no calls related to the Webby Awards unless you want to call in. But we invite you to call in with all your computer questions, problems, issues, or just want to tell us, you know, how great Ken is.
Right.
That's fine, too. 602-277-5827. That's 277-KTAR.
Well, now, the other reason we want to bring this up is let's concentrate on all your web questions. You're trying to do your own website. You've got questions about search engines. You've got questions about
Spiderwebs. Spider-Man.
Right. Whatever they are. Go ahead and bring all those things to our attention, and we'll see if we can't help you with your website or your computer or your
my
home
printer
network.
Can't print. I want to hook up 3 computers to my high-speed internet connection. Whatever it is you want to do, we probably got the answer, or we'll make something up if we don't.
We had a huge response to last week's show on wireless networking. Obviously, that's something that a lot of people are engaging in at this point. So if you still have leftover questions there, bring those along as well. We're here for you, 602-277-5827. I believe we have one line open.
Yeah, which is the unusual thing, and people who are trying to dial in, now's your chance. So,
and if you're very good at crafting email, you can. Unlike the what's that first one? You got let's use the example of the day here.
The subject says Mozilla, which for those of you not in the know is the main competitor to Microsoft's Internet Explorer. It's the branch of browsers, and there is a browser called Mozilla, but it's also the underlying branch of a lot of other browsers. So anyway, that's what the subject says. It says, I have a 256 HP WinXP CPU.
This is the good part here.
Can you tell why does Mozilla crashes my system? I have installed 3 different versions of Mozilla.
No, different.
Oh, sorry, different. And the same thing happens all over again.
Yes, I would say for that individual, it's not going to work. You have something in your system that that's conflicting with this Mozilla program, which is...
But I don't know what it is that she told us that would even point us in the right direction of what, you know...
The direction is don't try to use it. It's obvious. You're being sent a sign. Go to the light. Mozilla's not going to work on your system, obviously. Mozilla is a freeware program that is like a open source. It's like a community-based... kind of bring your own code kind of
yeah it,
deal.
It's a good strong competitor, and it's the thing that's going to probably it is number two in line. It used to be Netscape was number two, and now this has taken the lead. Netscape is actually, by the way, is written and based on the same code as Mozilla. It uses the same underlying code, but like Ken was alluding to, this is a part of the free, everybody kind of adds their 2 cents browser. For people who are Microsoft haters, I guess is why you would go to this on a Windows system.
You want to be a hater.
And, Sue, I don't think it has anything to do with your computer. It has to do with something else in your system. So an infinite number of answers.
Your antivirus program, your firewall program, your proxy server software, your who knows what else is in there. But there's a software conflict, which is most likely causing these issues.
But for anybody who heard me read that email, that might help clue you into how you might want to formulate yours or how you might not want to formulate yours.
Well, let's just go back to email netiquette 101. Always read what you're about to send for two reasons. One, for typos and grammatical errors, which can greatly affect the way the recipient reads the thing. And
yes.
Two, make sure what you're saying makes sense away from what... I mean, she obviously has a lot more things going on in her head. She just didn't bother to actually put them into the email, and so then we have to guess.
And the other thing is, it's very obvious that somebody didn't spend a lot of time to formulate their question. Well, if they're not going to spend a whole lot of time to ask, I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time to answer.
Oh, you are such a jerk.
Well, you know, it's a give-take relationship kind
of
thing. You've got to give me something.
Speaking of giving and taking... Are we ready there? Do we have something that we can play or no?
You never know. Nah, he says, yeah. I have to find something.
All
so
right. Well, you
give
got
me
it.
A second here, because I need to remember the number of this one.
Waiting.
Wow, we are just doing so well today. Here we are. Giving and taking at its finest. It's Adam with his weekly, of course, Adam's acronym.
The massively mature Adam. We are like 13 and a quarter now, right?
Something like that.
Chronicling the age of Adam as we go through our weekly show here. Adam, for those of you new to our show, contributes by bringing an acronym, a little tidbit of knowledge, a little aperitif, if you will, for technology. Adam, the dais is yours.
Well, everybody, you know, when you type in that web address, a lot of people wonder, what does HTTP mean?
I've always wondered that.
You mean the HTTP?
Yeah, the
HTTP. HTTP.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, to be an acronym, it has to be pronounceable, but go ahead.
It is pronounceable. HTTP.
Anyway, that HTTP thing stands for Hypertext Transfer Protocol.
Wow.
And what is all that fancy hyper this, that? Is that like text on with ADD or what?
No. It's caffeinated text, I believe.
Well, it's you could say that, but the transfer protocol is basically the language that the computers speak to send the web page to you.
Huh. Hyper? Well, what about the hypertext? What is that?
Well, hypertext is the format that the web page comes in.
Well, I thought hypertext was when you could click on some text and it does something?
That's hyperlink.
Oh. So the text part is the stuff that's associated with that link?
Yeah.
And this is confusing.
It's good when you act dumb.
Actually, if anybody wants to see what hypertext and HTML and a bunch of, you know, what a web page really looks like to the computer, you can click on View in your browser and then go to the Source option, View Source. And you'll see this blah.
You'll be seeing HTML, the actual code behind what is within your display, your browser there.
Hey, let's test Adam. So what's HTML stand for, Adam?
Hypertext Markup Language.
Oh, this dude's good.
We can't put one over on him in a second.
What does HTZQ349X stand for?
I don't think that's actually a real acronym.
Oh, jeez.
You
knows
cannot
everything.
Trick this guy.
He knows it all. All right, Adam. Hypertext Transfer Protocol, yes?
Yep.
HTTP.
Yep.
Hey, what's HTTPS?
Hypertext Transfer Protocol Secure.
Oh, so that's important when you're trying to buy something online, eh?
Yep.
HTTPS. Look for that at a browser coming to you in your neighborhood or
something. Hey, thanks for your almost acronym, Adam.
Thanks.
We'll talk to you next week.
It's Adam's Almost Acronym segment here on the Computer Corner. Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney here to talk computers with you until 11:45.
And a free line open at 602-277-5827 back after this short break.
We were there before.
Ball back after Penny Hardaway.